Dictation for Jan Slack, S-L-A-C-K, March 5, 48. Addressed as a letter to Kaitlyn, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Guidman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N-T-A-C, 775-1640. Dear Mrs. Guidman, consultation Mr. Slack, renal transplant, history of IgA nephropathy. Renal transplant at Henry Ford. Also prostate cancer. Was following at Saginaw. Some frequency urgency, no incontinence, infection, cloudiness, or blood, denies nausea, vomiting, no abdominal pain, soft stools, but no diarrhea, bleeding, no gross edema, claudication symptoms, has diabetes, but no neuropathy, no chest pain, palpitation, syncope, denies dyspnea, do not use oxygen or inhalers, has HEPA machine for the last 10 years, isolated bruises, no bleeding nose gums, no major skin rash, minor pruritus, some shoulder discomfort, right-sided, decreased range of motion, but no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, past medical history, IgA nephropathy, renal transplant, there has been no rejection, remote history of uric acid gout, diabetes without neuropathy, recent eye exam, no retinopathy, prior use of insulin, discontinued in 2016, denies TIS or a stroke, denies deep-vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no seizures, denies heart abnormalities, no blood transfusion, no kidney stones. There has been a lung nodule that is being followed over time. Anxiety, depression, hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph. Surgery is included. Hemicolectomy for diverticulitis, left-sided total hip replacement, skin squamous cancer on the scalp, requiring a skin graft, as well as radiation and muscle transplant from the left-sided. The kidney transplant, prior right-sided hip surgery when he was a teenager from a slip head of the femur, and eventually right hip replacement 2005. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, present or past. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, medication list review includes iron, allopurinol, calcium, Zyrtec, vitamin D, fish oil, thyroid, Lipitor, magnesium, metoprolol, vitamins, prednisone, on Everolimus, E-V-E-R-O-L-I-M-U-S, Lupron every 6 months, and for his prostate cancer on Erleada, E-R-L-E-A-D-A. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, physical exam, weight 160, 70 inches tall, blood pressure 100 over 50 on the right, 110 over 50 on the left. He has his own teeth, no respiratory distress, alert to the intestine 3. Lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, kidney transplant on the right side, no abdominal distension tenderness, no gross edema or focal deficit. Next paragraph, recent chemistries, normal white blood cell platelets, mild anemia 13.3, creatinine at 0.9, normal potassium, acid base, minor low sodium, normal albumin, calcium, liver function test not elevated. Back in October, normal 3 T4, TSH mild elevated 5 to 6, normal iron saturation, low normal ferritin at 60, normal B12 folic acid, PSA has progressively recent, 0.03, 0.04, 0.05, 0.07. Most recent everolimus at 3.6. Therapeutic between 3 and 8. Last urine sample are from July. Albumin creatinine ratio minor elevated at 31 milligrams per gram. Most recent A1C at 7. There is a PET scan to be done on the next few days. Last year, October, both kidneys, both native kidneys atrophic, normal bladder, kidney transplant on the right side, no obstruction. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. A status post renal transplant from daughter, Henry Ford. Next number, history of IgA nephropathy without recurrence. Next number, high risk medication immunosuppressant. There is interaction between everolimus and prostate cancer treatment. Medication has been adjusted. Next number, prostate cancer. PET scan upcoming given the elevated progressively PSA. Follows with others a high SAHAY. Next number, history of invasive squamous cell cancer of the scope in relation to transplant medications. Next number, diabetes, presently diet control only, A1C appropriate at 7. Next number, blood pressure, if anything, in the low side. All issues discussed with the patient will follow over time. End of dictation.